Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to talk about, in the original intent, our awesome Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love this country. You know, I'm setting up my office, and I got surprised when you come to my office, Pat.
You have an office?
I have an office.
Oh, my
now.
Goodness.
I have an
Do
office,
you have an office?
In the home there. And I'm putting in this nice flag that I have. And I've got, when I set this thing up, American flag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really nice, though. It's, you know, what do you call those things?
A case.
A case. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Folded up.
Actually, it was my dad's.
Okay.
And I have it in a nice, beautiful case. But I just love this country. We're getting ready. This July 4th, celebrating Independence Day right around the corner. I love this time. And it's always time to remember, when you see everything happening around the world and you see all these countries and all this strife and all this stuff that's happening, you say, man, we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed to live in this nation. And we're seeing so many things right now in this country that is alarming. It's makes you say, my goodness, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And we are in danger, like in no other generation before now, of losing, believe it or not, key components, if you will, of our Constitution. It is being attacked on every single side, and it's amazing what can happen in one generation if we don't stay informed, plugged in, and treasure the things that we do have. I don't like that statement when people say you don't know what you have until you lose it. I mean, that's silly. Why don't you know what you have? Why do you have to lose something before you know what you have? I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't understand that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I said this once, I said it a lot, and really try to implement it in my life as much as I can, that Proverbs tells us that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways and just thinks. I mean, there's time for meditative thinking and praying about life and about what we're doing and what's going on. You can't be so busy that you're not thinking about your neighbor, your nation, your community, your involvement, what role God wants you to play. And I think about a great president that we've had in our nation. We've had a lot of good ones. We have had some not good ones. We've had some good ones. And I want you to listen to President Ronald Reagan as he shares and delivers just a brief word on the Constitution. Listen up.
What we in America take for granted is something that's rare in history and all too remarkable on this globe, the Earth. The United States is the world's oldest democratic government. And at my age, when I tell you something is the oldest in the world, you can take my word for it. I'm probably talking from personal experience. And it's not just that our government is the oldest of its kind, but that it's based on the world's most revolutionary political idea. You can see that concept in the very first line of our Constitution. And it begins with three simple words: we the people. In other countries, in their constitutions, they all have constitutions, and I've read a great many of them, those other ones. And the difference is so small, but it's found in those three words, because their constitutions are documents by the governments telling the people what they can do. And in our country, our Constitution is by the people, and it tells the government what it can do. And only those things listed in the Constitution and nothing else can government do. So in America, it is the people who are in charge, and one day you will be those people.
In America, it is the people who are in charge.
Mm. Wow.
It's the people. It's not that other countries don't have a constitution. They have constitutions. But like he said, their constitutions are filled with what the government can do for the people, as opposed to what the people tell the government.
That's
Follow
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this is that when a people become, what's the word here? When the people come, I guess, lazy or not
complacent.
Involved, complacent. When they become complacent, and they don't get involved in the process. It's like, okay, government, just here you go. Do everything for me. Do everything for me. I don't have to be involved. That's not a good recipe. And right now what you're seeing is heavy government involvement. Mm-hmm. And people would love to see that more. And there's a notion, there's an ideology out there that the government knows best. They want to tell you what to do with your children, how to educate them, all this type of stuff. And it's like, no. We have a constitution that is by the people and for the people. And it's what's really kept this country together, to think that every 4 to 8 years, well, every 4 years, we have an election for the president of the United States. And if he gets reelected, then there's a transition that occurs every reelected. There's a transition that occurs, you know, in the eighth year because he was served two terms. But it's always amazing to see, and we can take this for granted in America, that we have such a smooth transition of government. Mm-hmm. I mean, this doesn't happen mm-hmm. in other countries. You know, before the election, 9 months to a year, I mean, it is all out, you know, divided, and they're going at it, and it can get ugly at times. Mm-hmm. And it trickles down to every fiber in you know, every person in the country, because at that time, many people are just involved and engaged in choosing our next leader. But it's amazing that once the president is elected, I mean, a lot of that just goes to the wayside. And we say, that is our president. That the people have spoken, that is our president. And as believers, we're to pray for all of our leaders, that it may go well with us. But you have in other countries, when leaders get elected, it means nothing. They want to overthrow, and they want to take it down, and it's, you know, all these chaotic things that happen. And one of the things that we want to do on VFN Radio is just really remember the Constitution. Well, it took us some time to get updated and relearn and learn some things. We encourage you to be a part of this journey with us. Be a part of this journey with us. You're going to be hearing us talk more and more about the Constitution, about our founding documents, our founding fathers, the intention. And I'm telling you that if we can get this, if we can reclaim this, we may have a chance here. We may have a chance of preserving this great nation. But I'm telling you, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us. And everywhere that I have been going, I've been having conversations and these interactions with people. We talked about yesterday, if you missed this, the title of yesterday's segment is called Love on a Senior Citizen Today. But when you talk to seniors today, I mean, I see such great sadness when I talk to them and they mention the state of our country. But I mean, it really is alarming when you talk to them, because they remember a country that was not like what we're seeing today. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that. When you hear the president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, delivering that address, I mean, he was holding the bar. He was saying it the way it was. Mm-hmm. And we need more of us that know the Constitution to speak about the Constitution, and really to help educate and share this knowledge with others. Because if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, all right.
You don't know. But we have a great nation. Mm-hmm. July the 4th is coming, Independence Day. We want to remember. We want to remember the freedoms why mm-hmm. we have this great nation.
That's right.
And don't make it this year just about hot dogs and hamburgers
fireworks. Yeah.
But really talk to your children, talk to your family about it, talk to your neighbors, get on out there, put out your flag, and get everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
Get everybody involved, because we have a nation that has been, in the past, a nation that's tried its very best to honor God. And now we've seen such a dishonoring of the last, you know, decades of the Lord. But this country has sent out so many missionaries, more missionaries than any country has ever sent out. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to be the light of the world, not because America is just great, it's because we've honored God, because we've put God at the forefront. And we need revival in this country. We need a great awakening, and we're believing and praying for this great awakening. It's going on in South Africa right now. And listen, you can catch this, you know, you catch VFN Radio in a 24-hour loop. But we have also added the third hour, the Great Awakening. Don't forget that. This mm-hmm. is every single day now happening in South Africa, Tungar. and the glory of God is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are being touched. People are being saved. And listen, we want the wave to come over. Come on. Come on over to the United States. We want more, Lord. We want it. We want it. And we're believing for it, and we're praying for it. And let's cry out to God and say, God, save America. Save America. Save us. Help us to be that beacon of light that shines the light of the gospel all around the world.
Mm.
I mean, we found out that when the Jews were expelled, who knew that they gave money to Christopher Columbus to find them a place?
Mm-hmm.
Or that the Puritans came on over looking for a place where they can worship.
Mm-hmm.
This is what America was founded on. A place where people can seek God. We want to get back. We want to get back to the original intent so that we can have a great nation that glorifies the Lord and continue to be the light.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.